I'm Talking, episode 380 for July 27th, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking strength. So strength has a lot of characteristics to self-discipline that I talked about last week. It's something that the world admires. It's something that the world desires. The one thing that it does is often puts us in a solo mode. We are seeking something that is strength. We're not really leaning on somebody else. It's very personal, and we want to own the strength that we have. We want other people to see it in us. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So this week, much like last week, strength is a word that we admire as Christians as well, but for us, it should probably look a little different. So this week's word comes from Exodus chapter 15, verse 2, which says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. The Lord is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." So how does strength look different for Christians? Well, the first thing is, where is the source of our strength? It's not a solo adventure. It's not something that we seek on our own. In fact, it's really not something we can hold on to on our own. The verse says, "The Lord is my strength." And so we know that our center of strength, that our ability to go through things, to be strong in the face of opposition, is not on our own, but comes from God. And it's also an interesting combination that the verse uses, because it says, "The Lord is my strength and my song." So in that strength that we get from the Lord, it actually makes us sing. It makes us want to praise God. It says, "This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." That's a generational thing that should drive us to let our children want that strength from God, to guide them in a sense so that they can say, "Oh, I remember my dad praising God. I want to praise God too." And then in the middle, it says, what is the result of the strength that God gives? It says, "God has given me victory." It says, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory." And so it's just such a great combination of words in this verse. It's just shows you the depth of who God is. And as Christians, we live for that. We rest in that. We exalt in that. We praise in that. And it makes it worth serving a God who is so unfathomable that we rejoice in that as well. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.